Power. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Sue Dornum's eerie tale of No Strings Attached. Marionettes. Starring Monty Martin. In the Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
Glenn Rogers, Chief Engineer, WXIA-TV.
I think the advantages of solid state are a cooler operating television set, a longer life set.
Does solid state make a real difference in color TV? RCA asked these TV experts, TV chief engineers. Terry Evans, San Diego.
100% solid state, to me, it means the set will last longer, less maintenance. You won't have it in the shop nearly as much.
In a nationwide survey, 95% of the TV chief engineers polled said they'd prefer to buy solid state for their next color TV. And more than twice as many of these experts own RCA as any other color TV. Charles Abel, KFMB-TV.
A solid-state set like the XL100 uses considerably less electricity than a tube set.
For color, for reliability, consider the new RCAs. Every one is an RCA XL100. 100% solid-state. Don't settle for less.
Puppets are fun. Toys which we speak for with strings that we pull. Children's fair, perhaps. But who determines who is a child and who is not? We are about to meet Leslie Doyle, a grown man living in an adult world that far outstrips his ability to cope. And he will soon enter the bizarre netherworld of marionettes.
What are you trying to do, burn me to death? Hot coffee all over the bed. Look at my arm.
I'm sorry, dear. I'll get a sponge.
Why were you late last night, Leslie Doyle?
Well, Mr. Fusco kept me after.
To fix my own dinner, watch television alone. Life is a bore with you, Leslie, but without you, it's simply unbearable.
I'll get a sponge.
Oh, and to think I could have married L. Wayne Simone and the boy voted most likely to succeed, and I was queen of the prom.
I'll get a sponge.
Get the telephone.
Yes, dear. Hello?
Doyle, why aren't you here? It's 9:03. You're late.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fusco.
Don't yes me. I can give any one of our salesmen your route. If you're not here in 10 minutes flat, you're fired.
I heard that. Now, that's all we need for you to get thrown out of work.
Well, I better go.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Kiss goodbye?
No. Go get a sponge.
9:52, 9:53, 9:54.
I'm here, Mr. Fusco.
And just in time. Doyle, this company operates on a tight schedule. Time is money.
Yes, sir.
You haven't been making your quota, Doyle. You're going to have to do something about that.
No, but, Mr. Fusco, yesterday...
Yesterday is the past. Today is the future. And every second you waste standing there costs this company money.
Well, but,
have you seen the sales charts? You're dead last this month.
You've
got to get out there and push, Doyle. Go!
Yes, what is it?
Well, hello. I'm here on behalf of Fusco Industries, and I wonder if you might be interested in some of our products.
Get your foot out of my door.
Oh. Yes, Pandora. Yes, Mr. Fusco. Yes, dear. No, dear. Oh, dear. There must be another way. Leslie Doyle, you're a man. Stand up for your rights. Don't let people push you around. Oh.
Mister, were you talking to yourself?
Hello, little girl. Well, is your mommy at home?
You were talking to yourself.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. I heard you. It's all right. I talk to myself all the time.
Is your mother home?
You look hot. Come inside and have a glass of milk.
Now, look, little girl.
Come on.
Well, all right.
My name's Phoebe. What's yours?
Mr. Doyle, where is your mother? I want to show her.
You have a first name? Go ahead, sit down.
All right.
There. Drink your milk. Would you like a cookie?
No, thank you. If your mother's here, I'd like to show
her. What's your name?
Leslie.
That's a girl's name.
No, it isn't. It's my name.
Leslie's a girl's name.
I think I'll be going.
No, wait. I want to show you something. Don't go away.
Milk. I hate milk. What am I doing here? Phoebe. Oh, what kind of a name is that? Maybe if I just sneak out.
Hello there, Leslie.
I
didn't scare you, did I? This is Elroy.
What is that thing? A puppet?
Please, I'm a marionette. Can't you see my strings?
Phoebe, is that voice coming out of you?
Leslie is a girl's name.
Oh, be quiet.
I told you I talked to myself. Right, Elroy?
That's right, Phoebe.
Yes, but your lips aren't moving.
That's the trick. She's a ventriloquist.
Oh.
Pretty good, huh?
My mother taught me. She's one of the best in the whole country.
Ah. Is she here, your mother?
No. She'll be back later, though.
She's out with some friends of mine.
Yes, well, I'll come back some other time.
Going so soon?
You didn't finish your milk.
Leslie didn't finish his milk.
You should, you know.
Yes, you should.
Now, please, stop that. You're confusing me.
All right. Apologize, Elroy.
I'm sorry. Shake hands?
I feel like a dummy doing this, you know.
Don't say that word.
Elroy's very sensitive. Thanks for stopping by, Leslie. My mother will be home tomorrow all day. I'll tell her that you'll be back. She can help you.
Help me?
Sure. That's why you came, isn't it?
Phoebe, you're a weird little girl.
I'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Goodbye, Leslie.
This is Jim Backus with news about the most comfortable experience of a lifetime, a Lazy Boy reclining chair. It's ideal for apartments, living rooms, dens, family rooms. Lazy Boy is as beautiful as it is comfortable. Available in any style you can imagine and in hundreds of decorator fabrics and vinyls. Make your favorite room a haven of gracious living. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Hurry up. He's waiting. Run down there. Go.
Yes, indeed.
Hi, I'm Jim Backus with news about an exciting sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers today. You may now put a famous Lazy Boy reclining chair into your living room at unbelievable savings. The ultimate in beauty and comfort can be yours in the style of your choice to match your favorite decor. Don't just sit, relax and recline sumptuously in a Lazy Boy. Your choice of quality colors and fabrics. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Do that.
Hey, hurry up. He's waiting. Yes, he is.
I'm Lucille Maness, an unsuccessful big businesswoman, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my unsuccessful business. Well, I was the co-founder of this woman's book club, but we ran into a little trouble. We had all kinds of problems, so I called SCORE. That's the Service Corps of Retired Executives. They're retired executives who
volunteer to help small businesses. I went over and discovered Lucille was in deep trouble. I made several simple business suggestions. I also strongly recommended the club seek incorporation with a well-established women's magazine until its membership increased sufficiently.
Unfortunately, one of my associates really didn't like the idea of a man giving us advice, so she wrote herself a check with the remainder of what we had left in the treasury and took off. Well, Mr. Krause came back to help again.
A man who knows how to solve problems likes to keep solving them.
Volunteer for SCORE. SCORE is one part of action. Action is doing something.
There is something you can do.
Well, Bushrag, what do you think?
I think things are going to change, Leslie.
I have to change. No one knows that better than I. Don't you think it's time you paid Phoebe another visit? I think you're right. Oh, here comes Pandora.
Leslie, who are you just talking to? I heard someone else in here.
Well, it must have been the neighbors, dear.
Well, close the window. Can't anyone get any privacy in their own home. And why are you petting that dish rag?
Huh? Oh, I'm drying my hands.
Now, when you're finished, I'll be in the media room. Don't dawdle.
I hope you electrocute yourself, you thick spine. Shh.
Mother! Come on in. You told my mother all about you.
What do you mean?
Oh, all about your wife and your boss and everything.
My wife? Now, but how did you...
Hello, Leslie. I'm Una Barbanow.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, Phoebe's told me all about you.
Yes, so I heard.
Oh, I like you, Leslie.
That's nice.
Phoebe, go fetch something cool for our guests.
Leslie's a milk drink.
Phoebe...
A brew or tonic, perhaps.
Oh, nothing, thank you. Mrs. Barbanow, I'm here on behalf of the...
I know why you're here. Put your briefcase down and come this way.
Mrs. Barbanow, I'm here on behalf of the...
Help me lift the lid off of this, would you please?
What is it? A coffin?
Thank you, Una. It was getting mighty stuffy in here. My, it's Leslie.
Now, wait a minute. The voice. Where's Phoebe?
You're hurting me, all right? I scream.
Now, there, Henrietta.
Who's Henrietta?
Dear sir, I am Henrietta, the pretty ballerina. Can't you see my toe shoes?
Out you go, Henrietta. You too, Elroy. Phoebe.
Coming, Mother.
Set the tray down, dear. We're going to put on a little show.
But Mrs. Barbanel,
now, help yourself to some refreshment, Leslie. Have a seat. Phoebe, you take Elroy.
Am I the star today?
It's my turn. Elroy, you're such a ham.
Leslie's a friend of mine. He came to see me.
But I'm so beautiful. You adore me like all men.
Oh, children, behave. Now, we'll improvise. Is the stage ready?
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Then let the show begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take great pride in presenting the Una Barbanel players in A Day in the Life of Leslie Doyle.
Hey, now what is this?
Now quiet in the audience. Bring up the curtain.
Oh, Pandora, dear, I brought you breakfast in bed.
That's my voice.
Leslie, what are you trying to do? Burn me to death? Hot coffee all over the bed. Look at my arm.
This can't be happening.
Shh, be still.
I'm sorry, dear. I'll get the sponge.
Life is a bore with you, Leslie. Life is a bore. A bore.
Stop. Stop it.
Yeah, let's stop. I don't like this part. I want to be the hero.
Those words. Those voices. How do you do it?
Why, it's all very simple, really. Practice.
No, but that happened. I mean, it actually happened. To me, it happens that way every day.
Poor Leslie.
And now, act two.
Where's Doyle?
I'm here, Mr. Fusco. Sorry I'm late.
Being sorry isn't enough. This company operates on a tight schedule, Doyle. Time is money. You're wasting my time and my money. Have you seen the sales charts? You're dead last this month.
But I...
You've got to get out there and push and push and push.
Stop. He's right. I have to go. I'll lose my job.
But there's more.
I don't have time for more.
Good. I'm sick of this part. It stinks.
Well, go if you must, Leslie, but I want you to take something with you.
A present for Leslie.
Oh, good. I just love presents.
Have you read my book? It's a bestseller in certain circles.
Please, Mrs. Barbanel, if I don't...
Here, put it in your briefcase and read it when you have time.
My picture's on the cover. Pretty Henrietta, the ballerina.
It may help you. Oh, one word of advice. Practice.
Come see us again, Leslie. Oh, I know. Saturday at Children's Park, we're putting on a show. Maybe you can come?
Oh, well, Saturday's my day to take Pandora shopping.
Bring her along.
You don't know Pandora.
Oh, of course we do. Don't forget, Leslie.
Don't forget what?
Practice.
This is Hugh Downs with another car buyer's report from Ford. Car size and fuel economy are important considerations today, but so is the total cost of ownership, which involves purchase price, trade-in value, and operating economy. And Ford feels that if you compare mid-size cars, you will choose Ford Torino. Take operating economy. Torino offers gas-saving steel-belted radial-ply tires standard, runs on regular gas, and has a 26.5-gallon fuel tank. That's 20% more capacity than its leading sales competitor. And compare some scheduled maintenance costs. You'll find that in the course of 50,000 miles, compared to its closest sales competitor, Torino's chassis is scheduled to be lubricated only once to their 8 times. Spark plugs are scheduled to be replaced only half as often. Everyone says compare. Ford says compare not only the cars, but the total cost of owning a car.
The closer you look, the better we look.
There was a time when you were counted, when you knew it really counted, when you had to stand up for the things you believed in. There was a time you gave all you got, you Because your country meant a lot. Be proud of what you were. Be counted again. Be counted again. And stand up tall. You served your country. You answered the call. Be counted again. And stand up tall.
When one man stands for truth and honor, he speaks for us all.
Be counted again and stand up tall. You served your country. You answered the call.
Not bad. Not bad. Let's see, a little more off the stomach. Now, Pandora's fat. No, but not that fat. A little paint and a costume and then strings. This is fun. Soon I'll have a Pandora puppet to go along with my Fusco doll.
Leslie, come in the house at once.
Yes, dear. Leslie, come in the house at once. Shut up, dear, or I'll send you into a pile of sawdust. That's telling her, Doyle. And who asked you, Fusco doll? Oh, dear, the voices, I can't seem to master those. Practice. Yes, I must practice. Leslie, come in the house at once. Leslie, come in the house at once. Leslie.
Leslie, come in the house at once.
Coming, dear. Come in the house at once. Come in the house at once. Come in the house. Come in the house at once. Come in the house.
There's an echo in here.
Oh, no, dear.
There's a sink full of dirty dishes, and you're outside puttering around the garage. Where's my ice cream? Didn't you bring any home like I asked you to?
Oh, dear, I forgot.
You forgot?
Well, I've been so busy.
That's no excuse. I'm going to the media room. You can sleep on the couch tonight. I don't want to see you until I have my ice cream and do those dishes.
You'll get your ice cream, Pandora, dear. Just you wait. And do those dishes. And do those dishes. No one home. Phoebe? Are you hiding behind the door? Hello? Hello? What's that? The coffin?
Leslie, thank heavens, it's you!
Phoebe? Mrs. Barbanel?
They're gone.
What? But then how? Who's talking?
I am. Henrietta, wake up.
No, but that's impossible. You're just a puppet.
The show must go on.
Wake up, you stupid ballerina. Now's our chance to escape. Leslie, you must help us. Lift me out of here.
You're just wood and strings and paint.
No, you're wrong. I'm a real person. I'm talking to you.
Why, it's Leslie.
Who are you?
I'm a pretty ballerina.
She's a ding-a-ling. That's the trouble. She was Mr. Barbanel's lover, but Una found out.
No. No, it can't be.
I was Phoebe's real father, but I wouldn't marry Una, so she did this to me.
No.
Yes, you must believe me. You must.
No. No, no. But if it's true, if it's really true, then... Yes. Yes. Oh, it's a beautiful day, isn't it, dear?
What's so beautiful about it?
Did you like the ice cream?
I've had better.
Well, let's stop at the park. I hear their ice cream is the best in town.
I don't want ice cream. I want to go shopping.
Well, we'll shop afterwards.
Did you hear what I said? I want to go shopping.
Yes, dear, I heard you.
Stop at a drugstore. I seem to be breaking out in a rash. It's been coming on the past few days.
Really, dear? Let me see.
Just you drive.
Goodness, there appears to be an ugly growth of some kind, long and narrow like a string.
Oh, Leslie, pull over. I feel faint.
Do you, dear? That's a shame.
Leslie, what's happening? I'm shrinking. Leslie.
Goodbye, Pandora. And good riddance.
And now, in just a moment, the Una Barbanel players will proudly present the door-to-door salesman.
Hi, Phoebe, I'm here.
Oh, and just in time, Leslie. What do you have there, a new marionette?
Yes, I read your book.
Oh,
and...
wonderful. My, two of them.
Yes.
Oh, set them down here.
I understand how it works now. Where's Elroy?
Oh, Elroy was a bad boy.
What do you mean?
Now, Leslie, sit down. The play is about to begin.
Oh.
Phoebe, you take the Pandora doll and I'll handle the others.
Yes, Mother.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter, Leslie? You're not looking at all well.
I don't know. I'm itchy all over. I do feel a bit faint. It's like it was for Pandora. No, it can't be.
Well, I'm afraid it is, Leslie. You see, you know too much.
No, I didn't do anything. I read your book, and I practiced. Oh, how I practiced. I did what you said. No. You can't do this to me.
Boys and girls, the door-to-door salesman.
Oh, Pandora, dear, I brought you breakfast in bed.
Leslie, what are you trying to do? Burn me to death? Hot coffee all over the bed. Look at my arm.
I'm sorry, dear. I'll get a sponge.
Look, you don't have to sell me on them. I know all about them.
You know everything about these Ford pickups I'm selling?
Sure, I know about Ford's twin I-beam front suspension.
Uh-huh.
I know you get front disc brakes, standard.
But do you know we give you a choice of an economical 6 or one of 3 V8s?
Sure.
You know about Ford's all-new Super Cab? The only two-door pickup with the extra room for a full back seat?
Super Cab?
Ford's Super Cab pickup. It seats a family of 6 in sedan-like comfort.
I didn't know that.
Or did you know that Super Cab's optional full-width rear seat folds flat to make a load floor?
Yeah?
Or that you can get optional facing jump seats that fold out of the way? Or with no rear seats at all, you get a full 44 cubic feet of extra storage space?
I didn't know that either.
That's it. Ford's new Super Cab. Like all Ford pickups, it works like a truck, rides like a car.
That I knew.
Ford's new Super Cab. It's news even to people who thought they knew all about Ford pickups. See it now at your local Ford dealer.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes, exercise your imagination, and join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Marionettes is an original radio drama written by Sue Dunham. Monty Markham was heard as Leslie Doyle. Featured in the cast were Alice Reinhart, Jane Webb, Don Messick, and Ginny Tyler. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman. Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.